USDA is forecasting the third largest corn crop and the second largest soybean crop on record. In the latest production forecast released Wednesday, U.S. growers are forecast to produce 13.7 billion bushels of corn this year and 3.92 billion bushels of soybeans. USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansen says the season's first survey-based corn yield forecast is 168.8 bushels per acre. That's 2 bushels higher than last month's projection, which was trend yield, and the second highest ever if realized.
We've seen a lot of record production all around the Corn Belt for the most part. The other states are showing real good production. Some declines in some states like Illinois, Arkansas, Indiana, and Ohio, but record yields in 10 states, increasing global stocks by about 2 million metric tons. In addition, the fact that the U.S. production is going to be above the trade average, I think that'll be a bit of a surprise. We're expecting farm gate prices to fall 10 cents, the midpoint price for this year's crop of 360.
Johansen says the soybean yield forecast would also be the second highest on record.
Yield, we're at 46.9 bushels per acre, and that's almost a bushel an acre above trend yield, giving us a total production of 3.9 billion bushels. And I think the average trade estimate is about 3.7 billion bushels. So we are above the trade expectation in that. And we have some very high yields in states where we've had favorable growing conditions. Prices for this year's crop, our estimate right now, comes down 10 cents as well to a midpoint price of $9.15 per bushel. Ending stocks in the U.S. are boosted about 10% relative to last month's estimate.
The bigger crops and lower prices should mean good news for livestock and biofuel producers, according to analyst Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group.
Well, with the lower prices, domestic demand should tick up. This will make ethanol that much more attractive, for example, in the corn or biofuels and the soybean oil. Definitely, it should help the biofuels consumption, and we'll use a little bit more for feed as we continue to work to expand our cattle herds and work through all these extra hogs that we've been producing here and also the poultry.
All wheat production in the Wednesday report forecast at 2.14 billion bushels, down slightly from the July forecast, but up 5% from 2014.
Spring wheat production estimated at 621 million bushels, really not all that far from the July estimate of 617 million. Durham also very little change. White winter wheat production dead on expectations. Soft red dead on expectations. And hard red just a little bit less than expectations and 10 million bushels less than a year ago. All wheat production a little lower than the trade had expected, but really kind of overshadowed by what happened in the grains here.
And cotton production forecast 20% lower than last year. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.